This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Afghan government forces continued Wednesday to lose key cities, bases, arms, and equipment to the Taliban. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Three more Afghan provincial capitals have fallen, along with an Army Corps base, weapons, and equipment to the Taliban, which now controls some two-thirds of the country. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby isn't saying if the U.S. has stepped up evacuations of Afghans.
We're focused on the security situation that we face now, which, again, we've acknowledged is deteriorating. We are certainly mindful of the advances that the Taliban have made.
A U.S. defense official says the capital, Kabul, could come under pressure within 30 days. And if things don't change, the Taliban could gain full control of the country within a few months. I'm Tim McGuire.
German police have arrested a British man who worked at the British embassy in Berlin on suspicion of spying for Russia. We get more from Reuters' Emer McCarthy.
In a statement, Germany's chief federal prosecutor's office said, quote, on at least one occasion, he passed on documents he had obtained in the course of his professional activities to a representative of a Russian intelligence service. Both Russia's Federal Security Service and Foreign Intelligence Service did not immediately reply to requests for comment. The man was arrested on Tuesday in Potsdam, just outside Berlin. He was employed as a local staff member at the embassy until his arrest, which was the result of a joint investigation by German and British authorities, the prosecutors said. British police said in a statement that the man was arrested on suspicion of committing offences related to being engaged in intelligence agent activity.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. A representative of the Algerian Red Crescent on Wednesday said that more than 600 families have been left homeless because of wildfires near the country's capital. Reuters' Gloria So has more.
Dozens of fires have raged across northern Algeria since Monday night, which the government has blamed on arsonists without providing more details on the allegations. Several homes have been left burning as families escape to hotels, youth hostels, and university residences. Residents have tried to smother burning patches with tree branches or hurled water from plastic containers in a desperate attempt to extinguish the fire. The Algerian Interior Minister said firefighters and the army were still trying to contain the blazes, though dense smoke has hampered their visibility. He has vowed to compensate those affected by the blazes.
That's Reuters' Gloria So. The World Health Organization said Wednesday it would soon begin testing three drugs currently used for other diseases to see if they might help patients suffering from the coronavirus. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the three drugs would be adopted into the next phase of its ongoing global research into identifying potential treatments for COVID-19.
We need more for patients at all ends of the clinical spectrum, from mild to severe disease. And we need health workers that are trained to use them in a safe environment.
The drugs being tested were chosen by an independent panel based on the likelihood they could prevent deaths in people hospitalized for serious coronavirus. The WHO's ongoing study into COVID-19 treatments previously assessed four drugs and includes thousands of researchers in hundreds of hospitals in 52 countries. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it wants all pregnant women to get vaccinated against COVID-19, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The CDC recommendation echoes recent guidance from top obstetrician groups and comes as hospitals in coronavirus hotspots around the country are seeing greater numbers of unvaccinated mothers-to-be seriously ill with the virus. Expectant women run a higher risk of severe illness and pregnancy complications from COVID-19, including miscarriages and stillbirths. But CDC data show their vaccination rates are low, with only about 23% having received at least one dose. The agency had previously encouraged pregnant women to consider vaccination, but CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky now says it has never been more urgent. I'm Ben Thomas.
There's more news on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.